I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. One of the hot topics this summer in college sports is how betting on games will be changing in the future. Following the U.S. Supreme Court's May ruling that ended Nevada's virtual monopoly on legal sports gaming, many states, including West Virginia, are moving ahead with legislation to make sports betting legal in their state. The commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, Bob Bowlsby, said this week that the decision could provide a big upside.
As near as I can tell, the real losers in the whole thing are organized crime, because if it's legal everywhere, it's hard to imagine why people would place illegal bets and risk that sort of jeopardy.
Bowlsby also acknowledged that sports betting is not necessarily nefarious.
You go to an English Premier League game, there's a betting kiosk right next to the hot dog stand. And it's hard to imagine that we're going to get there with colleges and universities. But there's certainly some enabling legislation out there that would permit a very far afield outcome from what we have experienced in the past.
Coming up, how the Big 12 sees the future on This Week in the NCAA. With the prospect of legal sports betting now on the table for states across the country, NCAA member schools and affiliated conferences are busy looking at what that might mean for college sports. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says an approach of wait and see is needed, at least for now.
What do you end up with if a couple of our states in our Big 12 footprint have legalized gambling and three others don't? What do you end up with if some say, well, you can bet on professional sports, but you can't bet on high school and college sports? It's just taking a while to settle in, and frankly, I don't know how it's going to turn out.
That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.